but it is really more like an instrumental and vocal song, or what in Italian they would have called a frottola, because it's a homophonic work. We have one singer, in this case, singing with an accompaniment. So it is indeed homophonic. We hear very clear phrases as the voice begins and ends. So this is not really a madrigal, because the madrigal, as we understand it today, is a secular work that is for an ensemble of singers that combines polyphony and homophony, and this is entirely homophonic. However, the brilliance of the vocal line and the tone painting the composer uses do justify, perhaps, his use of the word madrigal. Please let me read you the text of this opening intermezzo to this spectacular wedding. This one, again, as I said, written by Cavalieri. Here are the words that our soprano sings. From the highest spheres of the heavenly sirens, a friendly escort, I am Harmony, who comes to you mortals, since even high in the sky, beating its wings, lofty fame brought news that never so noble a couple the sun did see as you knew Minerva and brave Hercules. Oh, yuck. Obnoxious, obsequious blather. New Minerva and brave Hercules, indeed. I can assure you that no one in the wedding band called me at my wedding a brave Hercules, nor my wife, unfortunately, the new Minerva. In any case, this is what we've got to work with. Let's work with it. All right, please. Our soprano says, near the beginning of her little number, I am Harmony. This is representative of both the couple's harmony as well as musical harmony. There's a general metaphor by using the soprano here. We have someone singing from heaven. And also, the flowery language, I think, is a metaphor for the florid melismatic music that De Cavalieri will supply. There's also some straight-ahead tone painting, and we should be aware of it. All of these reference to the highest spheres and heavenly sirens and high in the sky. Well, we would expect not just a soprano voice, but we would expect that soprano voice to be shooting up to the musical stratosphere, and indeed she will at those moments. Now, that's just old-style tone painting. We should expect such things, and indeed we'd be disappointed if suddenly the voice dropped to the cellar if she was singing heavenly at that moment. So we're going to get a good bit of tone painting. However, the tone painting notwithstanding, the intimacy of a single voice is much more direct and much more personal than a 4-to-6 voice madrigal chorus would be. Think about this. The directness of song, the tone painting of madrigal are combined here along with the virtuosity of a solo singer. This is much more than song, and frankly, it's much more emotionally flexible than madrigal. So it's a different kind of piece entirely. Let's listen to it, and then let's talk about it a little more afterwards. Emilio De Cavalieri, Dalle più alte sphere, 1589.